Hi there.
Are you having trouble sleeping? You want me to bore you to death with stories about my day? Yeah, I could do that. You can just lay down there and close your eyes and just imagine every daily scenario that I have. Until you fall asleep. You wanna do that? Okay. Okay. There are cops outside right now.
What did you do?
Just kidding. I've been spending a lot of time out in the sunshine now that the weather's gotten so nice. Yeah, I like dress up in my swimsuit and I'll put on a pair of shorts and then I'll like sunbathe on my balcony and do work. Yeah, bringing all the my milkshake, bringing all the boys to the yard. I was gonna say bringing all the milkshakes to the yard, which, to be honest, it's probably more accurate. Yeah. I've been waking up to the sound of crows and seagulls. Sometimes they fight. Sometimes I genuinely think they're just, like, fucking. Not the crows and the seagulls, just, like, the crows and the seagulls separately. 'Cause it's spring, right? Like, what else could they be doing at that time? Just horny birds in the neighborhood. Speaking of horny birds, pigeons, those motherfuckers, they're just like, croo, 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 croo. It's like, be quiet. I'm gonna file a noise complaint against you. You're so disturbing. Like, I don't wanna hear you fucking, please. Oh, speaking of noise complaints, though, the entirety of my floor, the entirety of the floor in my building got a noise complaint slipped under their door, and I think it might have been my fault, because, not because of anything risque, maybe it started. I ended up going to sleep way too late, and so it fucked up my entire, like, next day schedule. So by the time I was having, like, lunch, it was 1:30 in the morning, and I was blending a smoothie, and I think that's what did it. But I don't have a clock anywhere else in my house aside from, like, my electronics, so I only have it on my phone and my laptop, and it wasn't until I finished, sat down with my phone and was scrolling that I was like, oh fuck, it's really late, I probably shouldn't have blended a smoothie at this hour. Playing music before that, but it wasn't as late before. It was like 10, 11, okay, maybe for a week now, it's pretty late. But yeah. What else? Oh, there was a bug that came to attack me while I was outside. I thought it was coming to attack me. It wasn't. It was just spinning around on my floor. It wasn't spinning. It was just struggling. Because it was on its back and it couldn't get back up. And I felt really bad for it, so I used one of my little gardening tools and flipped it upright, but then it didn't move. It just made itself at home. It stuck onto my gardening tool. It's still alive. I didn't like squish it stuck, but it's just like holding on for its dear life on this gardening tool and won't let go. And I don't want to flick it off or anything because that's really mean. But I was like, okay, I mean, this can be your home now. I'm not gonna fight you on it. You can have it. What else? I've been thinking about working on more, like, experiential audios. I think working with sound effects sounds like so much fun. It's kind of fun doing something under, like, an anonymous alias, because then no one can judge you, and the people who judge you, like, don't really matter. You end up having so much fun with the things that you put out and just get to explore different skills and make fun content and get a lot of nice feedback, and it's nice. It's fun. It's been fun. Sometimes I get into a really annoying habit of comparing myself to other people, even though we're nowhere near each other's experience level or the amount of time I've put into something hasn't even been close to the amount of time they've put in, so how could it be comparable? What we do. I realize it's really easy to feel good about yourself when you're by yourself. I mean, it's not really easy, but once you work on it and you have that amount of like, oh, I feel good about myself, it's a completely different story when you bring it out to society. Because it all disappears. It all disappears. You're like, I felt so good about myself, and now I'm anxious, I'm nervous, I care about what that person thinks, even though I've literally never met them in my life. I'm sure people also don't have the same kind of image of me that I have of me, knowing all the things that I deal with, and I think sometimes it's really easy to get lost in the facade of people's performative showcase of themselves. That you're like, oh, that's them, and they're successful. But it's stupid, it's so stupid. You're so good, and you're doing so well with where you're at, and the pace that you're going at is your own pace, and you deserve to be happy through that progress and feel comfortable and nourished and like supported and have the affirmation that you need even before you get to the point that you or other people deem successful. So just remember to, you know, have fun and surround yourself with people that make you happy and support you in ways that you need, you know? It makes such a difference when you have friends around you that know and speak your love language. You're like, oh my gosh, this is what it feels like to be nourished. I'm an introvert, so I used to think that struggling talking to people or being in social situations was just something I had to force myself to get over or put up with. But it's not true. It's not true. If you're an introvert and you feel that way, it's not fucking true. Please, if you're in that situation, don't think spending time with people that you actually enjoy spending time with is so energizing. And you're like, okay, I know I have to go home right now and recharge, but this is so much fun. Or you meet people who literally you just hang out with and do your own shit. You're on your laptop, they're on their phone, watch a movie together. Cleaning up the house while they hang out in your living room. Oh, I miss that. I miss that. Now that I'm saying it, I miss that a lot. I see my friends once in a while and we like see each other outdoors because, you know, pandemic stuff, but oh, I miss having friends over. Being in each other's company, being alone by yourself, being alone together. Yeah. Anyways, I'm just rambling, but if you can relate, I'm sure you know what I mean. And if you can, I'm sure you're already asleep, but I just think that you should keep people around you that nourish you and energize you, and that you shouldn't have to justify people's presence. I know it's really hard when you spend time with people who aren't good for you, that you feel like you're undeserving, or that they need you, or that you're better off with them in your life, even though it's a struggle and it's hard. But it doesn't need to be that way. I think there's a difference between having people that challenge you in your life and help you grow and not necessarily agree with everything that you say, but it's a very big difference to people who don't listen or disagree with everything you say. Save that energy for yourself. Honestly, don't waste your time on people like that. I won't say undeserving. Everyone is deserving of something, but they're in a different place of their life than you. And sometimes you just have to let people. No one's told you this week. I'm so, so proud of you for everything that you've done. Even if you think you haven't done anything at all, okay? The bare minimum. Just the fact that you made food for yourself, or ordered in, nourished yourself in some way. Even if you just took a shower, even if you just brushed your teeth, even if you just laid in bed all day and drank water, I don't know, sometimes existence just needs acknowledgement. And I'm so happy for your existence. I'm really happy that you're around. was like, everything sucks, or that you're not where you want to be, but believe me when I say, you need to be proud of your progress to even be able to recognize the finish line. Otherwise, you pass the finish line and you're still worried that there's something more for you to do. So just take a moment and appreciate wherever you are right now. I'm so, so proud of you. Yeah. I hope you're nice and sleepy and that you have the sweetest dreams. Let you have